It's That's What They Say on Michigan Public.
If it's up your alley, it might also be up your street, or perhaps it's down rather than up.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Hector. With us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hello, Ann.
Hello.
So this week we've got a question from Corey. Corey wanted to know the history of the phrase up one's alley. And then Corey also wondered whether that phrase has any relation to the phrase stay in your lane. What do you think, Anne?
All right. Well, let's start with the form of the expression with alley. Rebecca, I can say it's up my alley or up your alley. What about it's down my alley?
I didn't think I could at first, but when you said it, it kind of maybe? I don't know.
What if I say, oh, yeah, that's right down my alley?
Yeah, there it is. You had to put the right in it.
Exactly. And this expression is often preceded by right. It's a 20th century expression, has been slangy for most of its life. The Oxford English Dictionary has it dated back to 1922, but the Word History podcast Bunny Trails has it back to 1910. That's Shauna Harrison and Dan Pugh. So that's the alley. But it turns out we have a synonymous expression, which is, that's up my street. What do you think, Rebecca?
No. No, never. I've never said that. I've never heard it.
What about, that's down my street?
No, it doesn't work in that direction either.
Okay, it's in my street.
No, absolutely not. None of these work. No direction on any street works for me.
Well, this is more British. It is synonymous. Once again, it's a 20th century expression. We have it dated back to 1903 in a slang book by J.S. Farmer and W.E. Henley. And here we've got the alley or the street as this narrow passage or a lane. So, Rebecca, that raises the question of what does it mean for you to say, that's right up my alley?
Well, it could be something that I might really, really like. For instance, a restaurant that's right up my alley that has the exact kind of food that I love to eat. It also, for me, when I think about maybe a task or a job that I'm really good at, I'm the one that you come to because it's up my alley.
Oh, spot on. When you see the definitions of this phrase, it is often defined as to be well suited to one's abilities, like your job, your tastes, like the restaurant, or your interests. That book is right up my alley. It's what I'm interested in. Now let's talk about lanes, Rebecca. Stay in your lane. This is really new.
I wondered, because maybe only in the last 20 years do I remember hearing it. It's got a very social media, internet kind of vibe to it.
Exactly. Once again, spot on. So when people say stay in your lane, it is a warning or a command to stay within your areas of expertise or don't share opinions where you're not expert. And the Merriam-Webster blog has a nice post on this, and they note that the phrase became prominent in 2018 when the National Rifle Association tweeted at doctors, specifically emergency room doctors, and told them to stay in their lane because they were making comments on gun violence and what they were seeing in emergency rooms. And the doctors responded by sharing stories of gun-related injuries, and they use the hashtag, this is our lane. But Rebecca, as I was looking into this, I noted that lane, used to refer to highways or swimming lanes or running lanes, is a 20th century meaning. And the stay in your lane may originate in football, where it was about focusing on your own assignment. So for example, everyone has a lane in a kickoff, or it's about who you're defending. So stay in your lane, don't just run all over the field. And then it extends to staying focused on what you do well or on your expertise is staying in your lane.
Well, Anne, language is certainly in both your alley and your lane. Thanks so much.
This podcast is in my street.
Anne Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.